You're listening to Ignite Your Success, a podcast that inspires fitness professionals to build a strong business that enables them to serve more people and engineer the lifestyle they desire. It's Brad Shepherd here, and together with Jason Urbanowicz, we're best known for running Trainer HQ, a community of passionate and profit-hungry fitness business owners that make a massive difference in others' lives every day. Each episode, we'll unpack for you exactly what's working and deliver best practice strategies so you can confidently grow your business and make a huge impact. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Trainer HQ podcast. Mr. Jason Urbanowicz, welcome, sir.
Hi, I'm Jason. Not nervous.
You're just a nervous joking. Type of guy, typically.
Just joking.
Yeah.
Great to be here again.
Oh, mate, how good is it? We must be up to how many podcasts now?
130-something.
Wow, that's a lot, isn't it?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But when you got 30 years experience, it's probably, it takes that much time, doesn't it?
When you got 30 years experience, you know.
Yeah, just saying.
Yeah. So let's talk about, we want to talk about high performers today, right? And today is all about the, us witnessing clients come through the Trainer HQ mm-hmm. program, the type of results they get, but also some people hitting, I guess what you might say effectively, a ceiling. So if we backtrack.
Fucking ceiling.
Yeah. Fucking ceilings, eh?
It's an invisible one, but
Very, very much we backtrack right to the when we first started, right? So our very first seminar, it said,
wow,
how we made $100,000 per year working 20 hours or less per week as a personal trainer mm-hmm. in under 12 months.
Yep.
Going back almost 20 years ago, that was our USP, that was our positioning statement. That's what we marketed, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Now, why was that the case? Why did we say that?
I think we just made it up. I know a lot of people made it up after we did it.
They did. Yeah, they did.
The copyists had no idea why we did it. It was our proven strategy that we'd both used in our business businesses. That, and when I say business, that's the key word, because you can be self-employed. Have a job basically is what you got yourself, where you're exchanging time for money, and that becomes very limited because you're going to do so many work, so much work yourself. Mm. Or you can start to morph into a business owner, which requires you to work less in the business while increasing your revenue. And so that tagline, how to earn $100,000, all great, I really work in 20 hours less per week. In our cases, it got to the point where we got it to, like, we didn't need to work any hours actually in the business in terms of the physical training part if we didn't want to.
True.
So that was why that was our headline and our method, because it's something that we had done ourselves personally, learning the ways to be able to remove yourself from doing all the hands-on work, to then increase your revenue, have more passive income. Well, your main operation, or our main operation, was to keep building and growing the business itself.
Mm, yeah, 100%. If we look at that concept almost 20 years down the track, $2,000 a week or $100,000 a year, it does still seem to be quite a magic number, a number that a lot of people aspire towards. Many people that join the Trainer HQ program, over 200 every year, we have a number of people who are aspiring to get to that figure, right? Now, for most people, what we see is that is quite an achievable target, well and truly inside their first 12 months. Mm-hmm. And if you run the basic numbers on it, you go, let's say really conservatively, you're charging $80 for a single one-on-one PT session. I say conservatively because I'd say right now in 2024, that's quite a conservative figure. That's mm-hmm. for a 45-minute session. You do five of those per day, 5 days a week, that's 25 sessions a week, 25 times 80, that's $2,000, right? Now, you haven't exchanged 25 hours of time in exchange of time for money. It's around about, 18 hours of time, So again, that follows that whole formula. Now, we see so many people, we've seen thousands do it in that almost 20 years. Some have done it inside 12 months. Some have done it inside 9 months. Some have done it inside 6 months. Yeah. We've seen people do it inside 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, it depends on where they are, where they start, their mindset, their belief structures, all that stuff plays a part in it.
Yeah, and is just such still a paramount part of it. So we see that part as just the first step for many people in business. And when they achieve that, it is a great result. Now, for some people, for them, that is enough. And that's completely fine. It's not up for us at Trainer HQ to tell someone what you should earn,
yep,
whatever. But what we can tell you is we see firsthand for a lot of people, they can hit the $2,000 a week mark and they can kind of get a little bit stuck there.
Yep.
Would that be a fair assumption?
Yeah, it's a fair assumption. With that $100,000, I mean, if you look at the way of cost of living these days, I believe it's the new 70,
yeah,
80. Statistics could show back, you know, maybe 5-10 years ago that if you were making 70-80 grand a year, you could live a reasonably, you know, comfortable life. You know, a job that paid 70-80 grand, of course, you get taxed more. Would have been considered to be a good income. This day and age, it's probably more like the $100,000. That's the new 70, as I call it.
Yeah, that's right. And keep in mind, we're not going into the details of all the stats and the figures and so forth, because again, is that $100,000 of, you know, total revenue? Correct. And then I've got to take out some gym rent or whatever I'm doing and other service costs to run the business and so forth. So there's that part. So for a lot of people, we can find that there's that $2,000 a week mark. And the next part is going, all right, how do I effectively, we like to call it crossing the canyon. So it's going, all right, how do I move from this $2,000 per week mark over into $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 mm-hmm. a week or greater?
Yep.
And that part there is really, I guess, what we specialize in. So people say to us, all right, what are your specialities? We've got quite a number of them. But one of them is to really assist people to grow and scale. And yeah, hitting that $2,000 a week mark, you hang around us for, you know, a period in time, you're going to get there in the time that suits you in terms of the effort and that you put in. Mm-hmm. The next part is, how do we get to that next stage? And there are a number of ways we do it. And as you were starting to indicate before, you started to talk about passive income. You started to talk about removing yourself from some of the hands-on work. You spoke about starting to think differently as a business owner. And as a mm-hmm. business owner, you have systems, you have processes, and potentially people yep. at work, meaning that there's more revenue coming in, which means that your profitability grows.
Yeah.
Now, we've seen four key areas. Now, there's bucket loads of ways to make money, but we've seen four key areas that most of our high performers have implemented to achieve that result. And those of you who are listening to this, you're probably not going to be surprised when you hear it. It's not going to be like, oh my God, yeah, I didn't even know that was possible.
But groundbreaking.
These are the four key areas. Number one is to build a team, to start hiring people as part of your business. Number two is to add some level of online, be that hybrid and so forth, to what you may be already doing. Number three is to offer some small group training or a semi-private of some description. And number four is to open your own facility. Fair assumption?
I'd say it's fair.
Do you reckon anyone's sitting there currently gobsmacked?
Probably. Yeah. Some idiot out there don't know. Get out. You can hire people.
So that's it. Podcast done.
Go get it.
So let's talk. But that's the first part. So let's sort of unpack a few of these and to go, all right, cool. So if we just talk about the concept of taking people on in your business, mm-hmm. and this can be done under a physical face-to-face business. It can be done under an online offer as well. So the concept is to go, hey, get yourself to a certain number of sessions, X sessions, 25, 30 sessions a week, whatever that might look like, 25, 30 online clients, you know, you decide what's the model for you. But then it's to go, all right, but I've automated my marketing, I've still got new leads coming in and so forth. What am I going to do? Am I just going to keep training more people and keep servicing more people? Or am I going to start to get creative? And this is where this part comes into play. And the idea here is to go, all right, if I can take somebody on board, and let's use a gym as an example, gym-based PT, I'm underneath the roof of a commercial gym, I pay a rental fee to be there, I take a trainer on, what are the basic numbers, what do the mechanics look like? Well, I'm going to take a trainer on, they're going to become part of my team. What's happened is I'm going to collect all the revenue that comes in from the clientele that person services. by the time I've collected that money, by the time I've paid the gym, the rent on that person's behalf, by the time I've paid that person and taken care of any of those mandatory expenses, there should be a passive income. And that's that mm-hmm. word that you referred to before. And once this is set up and you've got a trainer who should be doing at least 25 sessions a week, that's 5 sessions a day, 5 days a week, inside their first 2 to 3 months, which is a very realistic outcome, the amount of passive income that you should generate in your business should sit somewhere in around about $500, maybe up to about $800 a week per trainer.
Yep.
Fair assumption?
Very fair.
Mm. And we've seen it happen. Like, well, we've been there, we've done it ourselves. And so if we backtrack a bit and I go, well, if someone was to, let's say, for example, take a trainer on, and by the time they've paid all the necessary expenses, gym rent and all the rest of it, they're left with, say, $200 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Why would that be not such a great scenario?
Sorry, again?
Why would that be not such a great scenario?
If they're left with $200, yeah. Well, then you're taking out tax, you're manning, things like that, all the work you're putting in, gym rent, the whole bit, you're going to be negative, which we've seen. So it's very important that you know your strategy, your structure, knowing what your numbers are, what you just ran through is critically important. So we've seen examples where someone's come to us before working with us and they're falling in the trap of, oh, no, PT's going to want to work for me than less than X amount. So they've overpaid that person. Then when we break it down, you go, you know, you're making $2 per session.
Yeah.
And they look at their faces like, fucking what? And you go, yeah, because, again, you've been thinking for that particular trainer. And the reality is, and I'm probably getting off the topic here now, but just to cover that part, there's trainers that don't want to run their own business. They don't want to do all the shit that you as a business owner has to do. So they want to just turn up, do their work, go home, not worry about the marketing, not worry about the sales, not worry about keeping stats and figures.
Don't want to pay a gym rent.
Don't want to do all that stuff. They want to turn up. So in that regards, you know, why would they get half of what you're charging out to the client? So $200, yeah, that would not be a great result, especially if the gym rent's $250.
Yeah, that's right. And what I say is, even if $200 a week was the passive amount that you were left with once you've paid all your expenses, let's say you're charging yourself out $100 a session, I'd say for all the time, effort, and energy you're going to put into growing your business, I'd say just turn up and do 2 extra sessions, right?
Yeah.
2 lots of 45, it'll take you an hour and a half of your time. So that's why you need to have healthy figures. And that's why when we work with clients, we implement this strategy step by step to make sure that it is a healthy margin. And there's a way that everybody has the win. Because again, one of the, limiting beliefs we've heard people say is they go, oh, well, hold on. If I've got a trainer working for me and the part I get is $500, $600, $800 a week, they're not going to hang around. They're not going to, and we can show you many countless examples of how we've personally done it ourselves. Plus, we've had many of our clients come through the process, be able to do it and build a successful team of trainers, go beyond one trainer, 2, 3, 4. So do the numbers on it. You said about removing yourself from the face-to-face work. You go, all right, let's say I collect $700 passively from trainer number one,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing 30 sessions a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trainer number two, I get to double that amount. We're now at $1,400 a week. At trainer number three, I just hit $2,100 per week. They're doing 90 sessions for my business. I'm now collecting $2,100 a week, which is well over $100,000 per year. And how many sessions have I had to turn up and do for that?
Fuck all.
Zero, baby. So while that's happening, I mean, you know, am I going to be sitting there on the beach, you know, sipping pina coladas and all that all day?
Yep.
Absolutely. What you will be doing, you'll be working on the business. You'll be working on the marketing, on the systems, on the processes. And again, that's for a lot of people to go, well, how do I grow? How do I cross that canyon and become morph into a business owner? Well, you need to work on these systems and these processes. And that model that we just described is highly applicable to those of you who run a face-to-face or run an online business. And once again, the beauty of doing this online, we've had clients come through and successfully implement this strategy and hire online coaches so they could grow their online business, is that the level of expense is incredibly low. Mm-hmm. Incredibly low. All they got to do is pay some, you know, subscriptions on an app. And what it means for them is their profitability is sky high.
So you might be already watching this, and what we know is that people sometimes limiting beliefs get in the way, see hearing this stuff, and we hear it all the time, right? But what if the trainer does this, and what if they take my client, and they put all these roadblocks in front of themselves before they, you know, even are open to what is the possibility. So Brad's just out, I guess you've just painted a picture of what is possible. The question is that, like, are you open to doing that? So, you know, like some people, like, having their mind, just don't want to hire people, put up with the hassle of a team member, all that stuff. That's what I would question myself, going that, is that just because you're not comfortable being a leader? You're not comfortable with certain areas? I would say address that part first, because you could be saying no to a whole more, you know, opportunities for your life to make more profit, have more freedom, flexibility. Because the thing about then, when you have ways of expanding and growing and making more passive income, is that the business can run with or without you. And I'll give an example of what I'm talking about in a moment, and then you can help more people as well. So I say, are those things of appealing to you? If, for example, you go, no, I'm just happy to be a solo trainer, you know, I'm happy to accept that there's going to be things that are, you know, like clients leave and all that, I'm back trying to replace them, versus if I had a team and we're doing, you know, 200 hours of PT a week, like, my portion, you know, is irrelevant really. It doesn't really impact the profitability. But if I'm a solo PT and I'm always having this, you know, up and down journey with the business, clients leave, they go away, and you don't, you know, there are solutions for all that as well. Then that's what I think you've got to look at, is going, what do I actually want for my future? Big Darren Donaldson.
Yep.
In great Toowoomba. Example. When we first met him, he was charging $30 a session, doing about 60-something sessions a week. First thing first was to get his rates up, get him better educated in business. But if you fast forward, I mean, he must have started with us in
2019 to 2020, thereabouts.
To now, where he's dedicated himself to becoming a better business owner, where now he has a team of, I believe it's three trainers, maybe four, one's just in the building phase. He for the last few weeks, because they had some personal stuff going on in the business, did zero sessions, none. And the profit left over for each week was $2,500. When he's doing some sessions in there, the profit's between $5,000 to $6,000 per week. And so there's an example of, you know, 4 years ago, earning $30 a session, killing himself, doing 60-something plus sessions a week, going, well, I don't want that moving forward. I actually want to help more people. Everything I said, increase profitability, have more freedom, flexibility. And in that four-year period of time now, where he pinches himself, I think we worked out since September last year, I'm sure he won't mind me sharing this, the profit has been $90,000. That's not what the business has made. That's just profit. And he was fucking like, what the fuck? It's still like a shock, you know. And but because he's done the work, he's followed our strategies, followed our coaching principles, our systems, done everything that we've laid out. He made some mistakes early on in the piece where he learned from that, about things we talked about earlier, about the way he structured it, the way the rent was involved, keeping trainers on that probably weren't cutting the mustard, and he was copping it, to like learning that's not how he operates and runs his business, to now where he's making $5,000-$6,000 profit a week, and that's only increasing because his trainers aren't even at their capacity yet, they're on their way. So my question, if you were watching this going, in 4 years time, as an example, you could go, if I did the work required, that I could be making $5,000 profit by reducing my time in the business, or to the part where you could still be making profit. That is, like, profit is after you paid everything. $2,000 per week, that's after him paying himself a wage and everything else. Would you be prepared to go for it and do that?
Yeah. And this is where the implementation part comes into play. So as people come through and we guide them through this step by step, we've had our whole PT hiring system that we've done ourselves. We've pieced it together. Now we've had thousands of people implemented over the 17 plus years of us educating people on this. And this is exactly what Big Darren's put in place. So let's say, again, you're sitting there and you're going, all right, cool, that all sounds good, but maybe I'm not ready for that at that level or whatever. If I get creative and I speak about the semi-private model and I go, all right, let's start to now get a little bit, let's get a little bit creative on how you can potentially exchange, you know, make more for the exchange of time for money. So you're currently charging $80 per session and you're doing 45 minute sessions, but you got yourself fully booked and you're sort of like, all right, what does the next move look like? And then you know that, okay, I can service four people at once. And let's say I go, all right, if I was to, let's say, for example, put together a Monday, Wednesday, Friday option where I'm going to run a four-on-one semi-private model, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to charge people on a membership style. They're going to pay $150 a week. That means they get three sessions with me. They go from doing one a week at $80. Now they move into three sessions a week and they pay $150. And what that means is for my four-on-one, you now receive as a trainer $200 for your 45-minute session. So you've just taken yourself from $80 per session up to $200 per session. And that is, you know, that's a big difference. It's a big exchange of time for money. So this is where the formula starts to get creative. So we've got hiring team. We've got potentially move into some sort of semi-private. Now, we've had clients of ours like Phil the Fat Burner down the Gold Coast. When he was working with us, he went through the process of going, he was slogging away doing basically all one-on-ones, and he's just going, all right, I'm not just going to do a few of these semi-privates. I'm going to do them all. I'm going to change the whole business model. And that really enabled him to, you know, skyrocket his income, reduce his hands-on hours and so forth. And so just one powerful way to do it. He did all that all underneath the roof of a good life. So if you're sitting there going, oh, I can't do four people in my gym, trust me, he was in a busy gym. He was operating these four-on-one sessions at times when the gym was busy, and he found a way to get creative with it, you know. So and that's the other part is what we find for a lot of people, maybe – you got to get resourceful with this stuff to decide, okay, if I really do want to cross the canyon, if I do really want to go from 2K and get up to 3, 4, 5 or greater, then I'm going to have to start thinking differently. It's a different strategy. It's a different mindset, that's for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
I was going to say, I guess the next part of then moving into a facility, and we don't need to go into the details on that. Again, once again, a whole nother podcast on how to set up a facility from start to finish. But it does cost more, yes. Therefore, it's going to need a more creative business model in there. That's the nuts and bolts of it.
I mean, a good example, and that was Chris Mount.
Yeah.
So Chris Mount, I just posted this on our Facebook community page, the update on his journey. Now, Chris has been in for a long time, started back working, you know, out of a gym, etc. COVID hit. We met Chris in 2018, I believe. So again, a couple years after COVID hit. At that stage, before COVID, he was looking at going into a premises. So the COVID hit, that in Sydney, so they had a long lockdown, of course. So he got resourceful and he had a good relationship with his landlord where he was renting his house, and he set up out of his backyard. So found a way. There's a picture of his actual backyard setup during that time. His ambition was always to have a facility. So come out of the COVID, he's got the premises, he's decked it out, he's done it, built that up. He was still doing quite a lot of sessions himself. I believe it ran 49, 50 sessions per week. His ambition was to, again, do what we're saying, is to grow a team. Fast forward now, and I just checked in with him yesterday. He's opened up his second studio, so they're side by side because he had an opportunity with NDIS, and anyway, he was expanding and growing out of the original one. He'd spent a lot of the last 12 months setting up his process, systems, structure, back end, so he could automate to grow and scale. Now has a team of five. They do on average 32K per month, and 6K of that is profit. So that's in a 3-year period. In 3 years, going from backyard, open up his second studio. He's now doing 19 sessions from 49. And while his income has increased, and again, he's still just on a building phase, so that's just going to keep growing, expanding, but he's done it in that step-by-step process that we were talking about.
Yeah, it's phenomenal to see that in action. And look, we've pieced together a very special video training on this very topic. So if what we're speaking about is actually resonating with you, you can have the chance to get your hands on it. Again, wherever you're watching this or tuning in, I'll put the link in there. We'll make sure we make that available. And the training is only for trainers who are making at least $2,000 a week and want to grow and scale to $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a week or greater in their fitness business. And inside this special training, what we do is we unpack the formula, we show you the process behind it, and more importantly, get you in tune with what it really takes from a mindset point of view. You get to see the case studies in there, the people that have actually been there and done it. You get to see these various different models. And the big clincher here is what we like to refer to as the multiplier effect on this strategy. And what does that mean? Well, we start to combine more than one of these methods together. So we go, all right, cool. I've now hired my first trainer or my two trainers, but I'm also going to add some hybrid on there as well. So I'm going to add some online. So all now right, what I get to do is multiply the fact that I've got trainers in there with passive income. I've got trainers who are now not only servicing clients face-to-face, but also playing a part in the delivery of our online service as well.
Yeah.
I run a studio, and inside my studio, not only will we offer face-to-face, but we also offer semi-private sessions, therefore enabling us to use this multiplier effect in person, you know, for these people that are coming through.
So we've got so many examples of that. Jono and Monin, you know, work out of a commercial gym, but they've got a big portion of an online that they deal with as well. Big Darren Twum, again, he's got online component as well that he offers for people who are like, just see him on socials, that they can be local, but also all around Australia. So there's all these opportunities. And the reason it's for people that are 2K to 5K, because we've got a specific plan that we like to implement with those that we work with. So that watching that video will give you a better understanding about what is possible on the journey. If you're sitting there going, but I'm only at 1,000, well, it'd be a good inspiration for you to get yourself. And if you think this way, if you're that kind of person who go, I'm definitely motivated to get to that 5K, but I'll get it myself at 2 first, then yeah, look, I mean, it's still applicable. But we just know that at a particular level at 2K, that we can take that person up to that 5K and beyond mark, you know, like plenty of our guys are doing, you know, 10K plus weeks. But the first step is let's just cross over that initial stage where you're at. Because typically at 2 grand, you're doing quite a number of sessions, you're doing a lot, and there might just not be that clear direction of how do I just transform and, you know, move forward, you know, into that next level of growth, as you call it, you know, crossing the canyon.
Yeah, and once again, we can see people, you know, effectively kind of stuck there.
Yeah.
And what can happen, and we've spoken to people, the limiting belief in that person's mind could be, okay, to make 4 grand a week and I'm currently doing 30 sessions a week, that means I've got to do 60 sessions a week.
Yeah.
No.
It's not just working harder.
That's
it's
right.
It's not working harder for more. That's not. There's nothing smart about that.
It's about us implementing the right system, the right strategy, and making sure that you can really use leverage. And the concept of leverage, what does it say? It's give me a lever long enough and I can literally move the world, you know. So it goes, well, if I get a long enough lever, I'm going to have that impact and be able to shift things accordingly. So another example, Tilly Conius, when we started working together, you know, she already had a great business model, you know, doing up to 3 grand a week. We worked on her systems, her processes to help her do that. She implemented, she didn't want to hire a trainer. That wasn't her first move. Her first move was to implement the semi-private model, which she's done, to get her per session rate up to $250 a session. And then that led us in to be able to work on the launch of her online offer. And by the time that got launched, she had the business model set up, all the systems, all the back end, the processes were humming along. And inside her first 3 months, she's been able to sign up her first 100 clients delivering her online service. And so once again, we're just all these examples of it. So short story is, big fella, success leaves clues, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's. I mean, I often say that you want to see what's possible in others. So you want to be around and instead of letting yourself get bogged down in limitations and stuff and again, limiting beliefs and thoughts of stuff that you haven't even done yet, you want to go out and see, well, there are all these examples of people who have done it and success does, it leaves clues. So I feel like we need to surround ourselves with those people so we can see what's possible for us. And it's the quickest way to do it, right? So if that's how you think, you go, yeah, well, I actually want all that stuff. I know at the moment I'm lacking maybe the right mindset, the right structure, the right experience, support, but I'm open to getting there because I can see that all these other people are doing it. So why can't I? Then this would be perfect for you. That's exactly what we're, you know, looking for. I'd say it's from going good to great.
That's it.
So we've got people like Tilly, they were good, and now we're going to make them great.
Yeah.
Because they're just, again, all the stuff that you said that she was not tapping into, had the drive, had the determination, right attitude, right mindset, coachable, committed. Just, you know, again, how do I get to that next stage? Because I haven't been there yet.
Mm. And the risk is, hey, you're sitting there and, hey, I'm at 2K and I've been there for 2 years, right? Cruising along, loving PT. It's, everything's going splendidly, but it's like you don't know what you don't know. So until you start exploring, you tap into these things, start exploring it, get a clearer picture on what's out there, then you can go, wow, I can actually see what this journey looks like. And for most people, this is a marathon. It's not a 100-meter sprint. You know, we don't click our fingers and go, yep, this just all miraculously happens. There's steps in the process and there's levels to this game that you need to implement to get yourself to the next stage. And it's probably the most critical thing for most people is to go, yeah, I'm in this now and this is a journey and I can see the what the roadmap looks like. Mm. And that's where we help you implement the steps, the strategy along the way.
Beautiful.
Sweet, legends. Well, over to you. Make sure you get your hands on the resource how to move from 2K to 5K or greater in your fitness business.
All right.
Bye for now. Thanks for tuning in to the Trainer HQ podcast. Make sure wherever you tune into this, you give us a like, subscribe to the channel. Make sure you follow because we punch these out regularly and it's really our mission to educate, raise the standard of professionalism in the fitness industry.
What he said.
Yay, yay.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.